So, everything here just happened. We're learning about Nadav Avihu in Parsha Shmini. We have Nadav Avihu. And Nadav Avihu got killed, got burnt. They brought Eish Zara, and they died. There's a very interesting Gemara in the Nun Beis Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, a funny Gemara. I mean, not ha-ha funny, but a funny Gemara. What's that? Did Yudi come in for Parsha? Did Michelle come in for Parsha? Okay. Not up in our view. Okay. Anyway, so, the Gemara says that Nadav Avihu were walking behind Moshe and Aaron, and I don't know if it was Nadav said to Avihu or Avihu said to Nadav, but one said to the other, when are these two old men going to die already? And we're going to take over. And that's what they said. And Hashem, as Mar says, and Hashem says to them, we'll see who outlives who. Unbelievable thing. Unbelievable thing. That means none of you were not great people at all. When are these two old men going to die? That's the Russian they use. Matai Shnei Zekenim Havor Yimutu. When is old man going to die? Then you have a Rashi. This is Gemara Nafnun Beis Amud Aleph. It's not a Medrash. Gemara Nafnun Beis Amud Aleph. But then you have the Rashi in Pasuk Gimel. Abolei Moshe L'Aaron. After another of you died, Moshe said to Aaron, Aaron, Achi, brother, my brother Aaron, Yadati Yada Yisi Shiskai Shabbai V'Yadav Shalmakam. I knew that two people are going to die today. For some reason, for the Kiddush Hashem of the beginning of the Mishkan, two Gedolim had to die. Moshe said, I knew that. But he's just over, Obi Obacha. And I thought, near you, or both of us. I mean, it's a separate question. How come Moshe was the under the Ka'adim? How can you say that? But Moshe said that. Akshav Roani Shehim Gedolim Memeni Mokha. I see that they were greater. They were greater tzaddikim than me and you. Hashem chose them to sanctify the Mishkan with. So you got two psukim, one after another. One, the Gemara says, and these weren't the greatest people. Look at them. Where would these two guys, old men, die? The next pasuk, they were greater than Moshe Aaron. What happened here? That's my question. What happened here? Now, basically, I know about 10 answers. But you get someone give someone F, not now, but give an answer. But you want to answer the stira. This is Mamish stira. Were they good or bad? Okay, everyone with me on that? Good. Again, Batetze Eshem Vnei Hashem, Batoko Sam, Vyamusu Vnei Hashem. And they died with Nei Hashem. The Gemara has, the Gemara and Rishon have four or five reasons why they died. Batetze Esh, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Shlomesu B'nei Aaron, Elai Dei Shehor HaLach B'nei Mash Rabban. They died because they were Mor HaLach B'nei Rabban. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shetu Yayin Nichnasu B'Migdash. Oh, they were drunk. How do you know that? Because right, what's the parsha right afterwards? Don't drink. So Rashi says, so you see, that's what happened. Then Rashi says, Mashal HaMelech Sheyolo Ben Bias. He's of Yik Rabba. The Mashal of a Melech that had Ben Bias. Anyone know that Mashal? Yes. What? You know this Mashal?
He went in a certain way, and then the guy chopped his head off, and then he hired another guy.
Yeah, the choppy head. I didn't know. Wow, that's good.
Don't do this. That's what the guy did.
Very good. Excellent. The king chopped his head off. It's done, Rashi.
Rashi doesn't matter.
Rashi said, it's a matter. You doesn't matter.
Wow.
That teaches you a lesson. When Rashi says, like the Medrash says, the story, look what the Medrash said. That the king chopped off this guy's head, and then the new guy hired, he said, and don't do this. Oh yeah, it's very clear. But you're just saying that he's not. He's just.
No, I'm just saying to him.
Yeah. Okay.
He looked at the Medrash. I'm saying I know.
Okay. Anyway. Now, but if you look at Yevamos stuff, Ein Dalet Amud Aleph, the same Rav Elazar that says they died because they were Malach Ne Rabo, it says Komi Shein Osik Befiv Uvivya. If you're not Osik Befuvu, Chayiv Misa. You're Chayiv Misa. Shenemar Ubanim Einlem. The Parsha says, and none of you didn't have children. They didn't have children. So you see, oh, they died because they didn't word Osik and Puruvu. So now, the same Rebbe Lazar. What is it? Is it Marlov Nerabo? Or is it not they didn't Puruvu? What was this? Okay, one answer for that. Remember that if you're at a certain age, you just don't feel like getting married, and you don't go out, that means you're not being osik for boo boo. You have no choice to say, oh, this year I don't really feel like eating matzah. I'm not eating matzah this year. Or, well, I can't eat matzah this year because I don't have a job yet. I'm still sending out resumes. So I really can't afford the matzah here. Hey, you gotta eat matzah. The same thing is getting my pruvu. Pruvu is like eating matzah. You can't say, I'm not gonna go out until I get a job. Would you say it about matzah? Would you say about ruvu? How can you say about pruvu? It's even worse. It doesn't say anyplace, whoever doesn't eat matzah is chayv misa. Doesn't anybody, whoever doesn't take the rule of Chayiv Misa, but says whoever's not osik to prove who is Chayiv Misa.
So how are they eventually?
What?
So how are they the same?
Mm, the same.
I mean, how are they the same?
What's the same?
One's Chayiv Misa, the other's not. So
you don't get Chayiv Misa, right?
So I'm saying that if you wouldn't say it for matzah, which isn't Chayiv Misa, you say it for something that's Chayiv Misa, you wouldn't say it for matzah, not Chayiv Misa. Oh, I don't have a job. No, you eat the matzah. You're going to say it for something that's Chayiv Misa? Kal v'chomer. Ben beno shel kal v'chomer. Yes. Going out is being kind of mitzvah, osek v'priyav rivya. Not doing pruvu, but it doesn't say if you don't do pruvu. It says osek v'priyav rivya. That's going out. You're trying. You're trying. That's all the Kosh Baruch wants you. Try.
So
could be you who, sir. Nothing's going to happen. But I just want you to try.
Yeah, okay. What about the others? The Brisk Rav say you don't have to do it, the Shalom is to try. The only reason people do it is because they're crazy.
You want to talk Brisk, go to the third floor.
What?
What? About Shidduchim? It doesn't say about Shidduchim. The Ramban says it. They're all based on the Ramban. And the Ramban himself says, I'm talking about a tzaddik gemor. You believe you get married with other tzaddik? You 100% believe that? That you're going to sit here and Hashem's going to throw down a kala into the window? Do you believe it? Do you believe Hashem was going to throw down a kala to you? Yes or no? Then you have to go out. This whole thing about bitachon without shtadlus is only if you believe that Shem's going to throw down a collar and all that.
Also, the same thing about pronunciation. If you leave your shtadlus on, you're not supposed to pronunciate.
Right.
Not if you don't also go
to shtadlus. Right. No, you don't believe it.
Yeah,
you believe that Shem's going to throw down a bucket of gold coins?
Well, we discuss every party thing, they don't know everything today.
Okay. I don't understand. Okay. Now there's a lot of Musr from the next question. And I want you to tell me the Musar you learn out of it. Yomer Moshe al Aram, Elazar Yisamer Banav, Rashechem al Tifro, Yidechem al Tifro, Muvo, Tumusu, Vakol Ed Yitzay, Vachayim Kol Beis Yisrael, Yifku as a Sreifa, Asher Sarif Hashem. Now, it does make sense, the word Yifku, but Yifku, they will cry. Will is only in the future. The word Yifku is a very future word. And what's the future doing this pasuk? There's a lot of talk about this. Even though the word Yifku is, even though in this pasuk it makes sense to say, and Bnei Yisrael will cry. But it doesn't, as the Farshim say, the word Yifku doesn't really make sense. Yifku means will cry in the future. And the pasuk says, and you guys can't sit shiva, you guys can't have avelos, Moshe and the Elazar and someone, and that's why Moshe got angry with them earlier on in the parasha, because they weren't supposed to do anything avelos, and let everyone else cry. But Achechem Chosha Yifku means very futuristic. Now, think about it. Perik Yud Pasik Dalet. Perik Yud Pasik Dalet. Not long ago, I saw something very interesting that I'd never seen before. I've never spoken about this before. I've never seen it before. But I saw it. That I probably saw it last time there was the Parsha of Kashrus. But in this week's Parsha is Kashrus. What is the Kashrus of the animal? Mala Gera Mishosah Shvetza. Or Mala Gera Mephetza Parsha. So I saw somebody that said something very interesting. So it is Musar and it's not Musar, but to me it's Musar. And, okay. Whoever it was said, this Baal Musar said, that when Hashem made up Simani Taira for animals, Kashrus, it can't be just, okay, let's do it that way. Hashem doesn't just do it that way. There's got to be a reason behind it, something behind it. And this Baal Musar says, it's because those are great simanim for a human being. Once there are great simanim for human beings, Hashem says, okay, I'll use that for animals. But it had to start off being great for human beings. Now he says something very funny, but not funny, but funny. He says, Mala Gera is one of the best midos a yeshiva bacher could have. What does that mean? It's very easy. But what does that mean? One word.
Chazara.
What's Mala Gera? Mala Gera, it chews it, swallows it, brings up again, chews it again, swallows it, brings up again, chews it again. So we think it's disgusting. But we don't like to think about it. It's disgusting. We say, man, like what? And that's what Chazara is. You learn it. You take it in. Oh, let me do it again. The hardest thing in the world, but the thing that's most needed by the Yeshiva Bacher is Chazara. So, Simon Kasher's animal is one of the biggest midah of Yeshiva Bacher, Chazara. When I saw this in the Sefer, I was disclaiming, what? But whether it's true or not, but it's such a good thing, Chazara. Then, Mafreses Parsa. Now, when I saw he said Mafreses Parsa, right away I thought about one thing. I saw he said something else. Let me tell you what he says. When you talk about, it's in the Gemara also, and it's in the English language. When someone's not good, something happens, and you stand him up on his feet. What does that mean? What? Help him out. How? But mostly by money. You know?
I get him back on his feet.
Money. He says, support. So my friend's pastor is talking about the foot of the animal. We talk about money. Now, it has to be divided. So he says, well, when else can we find division? parts. Someone else has a cake. You brought them a cake? Well, it has to be divided. It has to be divided. Oh, that's like Pesach Seder at night. You take the matzah, and you shtei presot, and you do parzos. But which is the chashira one? The bigger one. The bigger one goes from the koman. The bigger one goes from the koman. The bigger one. So mash chashira is the bigger one. This sefer says, therefore, you got to take your money and divide it. And the bigger portion should go to tzedakah. I couldn't go with this. I would have said, more in a musa way, keep it separate. Watch out your money and other people's money. Be very careful about other people's money. Keep it separate. You always got to separate the money. Your money, other people's money. Watch out for other people's money. I just got a telephone call from someone in Los Angeles, a former Talmud. He hasn't, I haven't talked to him, well, he told me, the last time he talked to me was 2016. Okay, but he called me up and said, Rebbe, I'm doing great. I started my own business, my business is doing great. And I want to tell you something. I give, and I owe Hashem so much, and since I'm so happy, I give 19% tzedakah. So I said, 19% tzedakah? Why 19% tzedakah? He said something, he said, well, the Gemara says, you're not supposed to give more than a fifth tzedakah. So if I give 20%, and if I go to shul, and someone puts out his hand and give me a dollar bill, I've gone over my 20%. Therefore, I just went against the Gemara. So I give 19% so I can give tzedakah in shul. That was unbelievable. I'd never heard of that before. I never heard of that before. What? That's unbelievable. Okay. The Baruch Hashem is doing well. Okay. The beginning of the parsha, when the first midrashim in Parsha Shemini, it says Zikne Yisrael, this is a Canaan. It says the midrashim, the Medrash says that Bnei Yisrael is Nibshal Ha'Oaf. Just like an oaf can't live without wings, Bnei Yisrael can't live without wings. And what are Bnei Yisrael's wings? Zikanim. Zikne Yisrael. You need the Zikanim. You can't go. Bnei Yisrael can't be Bnei Yisrael without the Zikanim. It's like a bird. Can you imagine a bird? If you chop off his wings and then you put him out to run around, what do you call him now? Is he a bird? No, he's cat food. Right? He's cat food. Bnei Yisrael, without Zikanim, they're cat food. They're cat food. Now, that medrash sounds, no svarim, no nothing, just listen to this medrash. What's this medrash telling us? Avraham Avinu was the one who asked Hashem, please let people show their age. Avraham Avinu said, let them show their age. And Avraham Avinu said to Hashem that me and Yitzchak go into a place and people want to ask us questions. And they end up asking Yitzchak questions, and not me. Why? Because we look the same. We both look like we're 20 years old. No one looked above 20 their whole lives. So Hashem, people have to know who the Zikanim are. So Hashem said to Avram, you know, I hate when Hashem does this, but Hashem said to Avram, okay, your idea, I'll do it for you. And 1 second, Avram became an old man. So everyone was able to ask him, old man. But what was, you think Avram wanted to look old, wanted to be old? Avram was old. Avram understood that for the Jewish nation to go on, there has to be Zikanim. What does Zikna mean? And really, this verse today now is in the whole parsha. But I'll do it tonight by Sifas Musa. Whoever's lucky enough to be there. I got no place to go. I have to be there. anyway, but you know, Jews live on Mesorah. There's no such thing in Judaism as making up new things. After the war, when people started making up new things, well, this is America, this is Israel, we'll do it this way, we'll do it this way, and the great Gilgam said, like it says, Chadash Asher Minat Torah. So we know the Chadash Asher Minat Torah says that the new wheat is Asher Minat Torah. But they said chadash aslin Torah. New stuff is aslin Torah. You know, it's aslin Torah. You have to do the old stuff. It has to be within the Sora. Judaism comes with Sora. If it's rabbi the Sora, it's not Yiddishkeit. It's not. It's a new religion. I mean, yesterday I heard the most shocking thing in the whole world. The most shocking. Where some rav, someplace, I don't know where, and he has chassidim here in this yeshiva. Oh, on Purim, he blew the shofar, and he blew the shofar, and he did something else. And then his chassidim say, that's how much he loves Hashem. He loves mitzvah so much that he has to do on Purim, he has to blow the shofar. He loves mitzvah so much. That's apokorsis, okay? That's real, real, real apokorsis. That's chadash, that's mamish chadash aser min haTorah. That's chadash aser min haTorah. Hashem wants you to follow what he said. Don't make up new Torah. And there's only one way to do that. Mesorah. There's great Rosh Hashivas today in America who make up these things where I don't eat this, I feel this is not kosher. I don't eat this, I feel this is not kosher. What are you talking about? Rav Chaim Ozer ate it. The Chabad Chaim ate it. You know, the Britzker Rav ate it. Oh, no, but I think from my learning it's not kosher. You don't make it up yourself. It's all Mesorah. Someone's asked me, Rebbe, are you a Zionist? I say, my Zionist, of course. I want to move to Israel. I love Israel. So why don't you say hello on Yom HaTzmaut? I said, Judaism was a Mesorah. Did Britzker Rav say it? No. Did Chazmish say it? No. You know, so who am I to say hello when my Mesorah, the wings of Chayashol say don't. You're like, Chadash Asim in the Torah. What? Then there's another pasuk in this week's parsha, another pasuk, which has to do with this week. Another of you died. V'yom Moshe el Aaron, who Hashem dibar Hashem. I spoke about this pasuk before. Lema bekrovei kadosh, through my closest one, I will be kadosh. I will make a kiddush Hashem through my closest one. Now there's a Rashi here, and I tell you. We don't understand this, but there's truth to it, and we just don't understand it. Rashi says, Gimel, I read this to Rashi. Bekrovai v'bechirai. Bekrovai means my best people. My best, best, best. Al pnei amechavei. Kashvarchu osu din b'tzadikim. When Hashem does a din with the tzadik, Hashem is more feared. Hashem is more praised. Hashem is more glorified. Im kein be'elu, if Hashem would do it to these, kol shekein b'rishayim, can you imagine what he'll do by us? That's what you have to think when you hear the greatest tzaddik in the world is nifter. You don't think, oh, he was an old man. Chaim wasn't an old man. I mean, he was an old man, but until he died, he was going good. He was fine. Just bekrovei kadosh. There is a musag of when Hashem wants to make a kiddush Hashem, he feels the generation needs to grow. And when Hashem feels the generation needs to grow, Hashem will take away a tzaddik. And we're also supposed to look at this and say, if Hashem did this to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, can imagine me, man, I better shape up. That's what you're supposed to think. And it's mamish this week's parsha. It happened in this week's parsha. It didn't happen in this parsha. The Ravaya was in this week's parsha. It happened, Friday, but the Ravaya was in this parsha. But this is mamish bekrovei kadosh. By my closest, by my special people, I'm mekudosh. And that's the way we have to think. We have to think, if it happened to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what about us? You have to be your best person possible. Someone tells me, I can't ever be Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Did you read stories about him? You know, when he was a kid this, and when he was this, I can't be Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So a great Gadol once said, to answer that question, Akash Barkle doesn't want to know Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He had one already. Akash doesn't need doubles. Because Rav doesn't need double. He wants you. He wants you. He doesn't want double Ruchan Kanyevsky. He wants you. You don't have to be like Ruchan Kanyevsky. You have to do your best because he doesn't want double. Have a good Shabbos.